The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Basser, Dayan at the Beis Avad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah in the Sechus V'Dezorot, Daf Ayin Hayim at Beis, discusses Hechsher Kalim. That means when you buy a kli from a guy, the guy uses it for his tray for foods, and the Mishnah discusses how you go about getting rid of the tam of the tray for food and enabling a yid to use these utensils. The Gemara, right after that, this Mishnah brings a brisa. The brisa says the kulam tzrichim tefila barba'im sa, that in addition to getting rid of the blias of iser, there's a halacha that you have to be tayvel a kli in a mikvah in Rabbim Sa'a in order to, for a yid to be able to use it. So the Gemara and the rest of this Amid, Baruch half an Amid, the Gemara brings down in our sugya all of the halachas that pertain to Tzvilas Kalim. So I just wanted to go through this year and the next, to go through line by line and try and bring out many of the halachas that are negeya to being tayvel Kalim. Now the Gemara begins, Minayni mili. How do we know that this din, that there's a chiv of Tfilas Kalim? Omar Rava says, the Omar Kra, the Torah says, Kol davar sheyavai ba'esh, taviru ba'esh. And the Torah adds, v'tahir. So the Gemara adds, besides the procedure of Libun, which the Torah is describing, the Torah adds in the word, an extra word, v'tahir, that there's some sort of Torah going on. And Rava darshans, that ha'isiv l'cha kosov tara acheres. There's a new Taira, which is the Taira of Tfilas Kalim. That's how we know the Chiv of Tfilas Kalim. According to most Rishonim, this Drasha is a full-fledged Drasha, and therefore a Tfilas Kalim is Minatara. There is a minority opinion in the Rishonim that this Drasha is just an Asmachta Ba'alma. However, Rav Rishonim hold that that Tfilas Kalim is the Chiv of Minatara. The Rishonim over here bring down from the Rishalmi that the reason for Tfilas Kalim is to take the Kli out of Tumas Ha'amim, and to be machnes it into the Kedushas Yisrael. Now, when a Yid buys something, now that this utensil is coming in to the Rishus of the Yid, and it's going to be used by a Yid, a person has to be machnes it into the Kedushas, it has to do a tefillah to the Kli, now it should go into the Rishus of the Yid. The Isser V'Hatar Arich brings down a Lashon that there's an inyan of tefillas geirim, just like when a geir wants to go from being a goy to being a yid, he requires tefillah. So too a utensil, when it goes from the shus of a goy to the shus of a yid, it has to undergo tefillah to enable it to be used by a yid. So the Gemara brings down another drasha from Bar Kapara. The Bar Kapara has made a drasha. It says ach b'mei nida yischata, and the Gemara says that mayim shenida tevels bahen. So that's the type of water that you have to be tayvel a kli in order to be able to use it. So the Gemara says that we require both drushas, Rav's drusha of Atar and Bar Kapara's drusha of Ach Mei Nida Yischata. Because the Gemara says, because if we'll just say Mei Nida Yischata, so I would think that just like a Nida requires hair of Shemesh, Nida has to undergo Tesa Kachav until she's completely tar, I would think that even after being Tovel the Kli, you can't use it till after Tesa Kachavim. So that's why the Torah says, V'tahir, it's right away becomes tar. And the Gemara says, if we'll just say V'tahir, so I would think that even a Tvila Kalduhu works, Kamash alone, that no, and you need water that is sufficient for a Nida. So the question here in the Rishonim, Machlekes Rishonim, what does it mean exactly when the Gemara says as a havamina that I would think that water kaldahu is good? And we'll see there's a big nafkamina lahalacha between what the Gemara, how to understand the shakavatar of the Gemara. Rashi over here explains that when the Gemara says that kaldahu is sufficient, the Gemara means to say even a mikvah that's missing the 40 saw, I would think it's also sufficient. So kamashulon, that no, from Vatar we learn, that you need a 40 saw just like a nida. However, the smack brings that for Tfilas Kalim, there's a special halacha that it's not enough to be toivel in a mayon, which is less than 40 saw. Rather, you need 40 saw. What the smack means is like this, that there's a difference when a person's toivel something for tyrus, there's a difference between whether they're being toivel in a mikveh of 40 saw, in other words, in stagnant water which contains 40 saw, In that case, you always need that the mikvah should have 40 saw. Or if a person's tovel in a mayan, something in a mayan, if you want to be matar a kli, you want to make a kli become tar in a mayan, in a running stream of water, for that, you do not need 40 saw. You just need that you're big enough for the kli, which means that if let's say you have a very small kli, the Gemara discusses machten v'tzinoyus. Machten are needles, tzinoyus are very small utensils which are used for spinning thread. So these small kalim, if you want to be tovel them for tires to make them tar, even a tiny mayan, even a tiny source of running water is enough to be tovel such a kli to make it tar. So the smak is saying a chiddush that for tefilas kalim to make it tar for when you buy a kli from a guy, it's not sufficient the normal type of mayan that you need to make the kli tar. Rather, you need that the mayan itself should have 40 saw. Now the Torah brings down the smak, and the Torah is matmi on the smak, that how could it be that for tefilas kalim, why should it be that for tefilas kalim you need more to be matar a kli that you buy from a guy that you need to be matar a kli from Tyrus? That's the question of the Torah. Now, l'chayra, the side of the machlokes between the smak and the other rishonim is how to understand the shlach levatari of our Gemara. The Gemara has a havamina that even water called the who works, and the Gemara says, no, you need 40 saw. So Rashi, like we described, he learns Maim Kaldu, who means even water, does it have mean that even water, which is not good for a mikvah, for Tyrus, that's sufficient for Tzvilas Kalim? And the Maskana is, no, you need the same thing that you need for Tyrus, and that's probably how the Torah learned. However, the Smak, apparently he has no Havamina according to him, there's no Havamina that the water that's required for Tzvilas Kalim is any worse than the water that's less than the water that's required for Tyrus. He understands the Gemara that there's the Havamina is that Mayim Kaldu means whatever is good for Tyrus, I would have a Havamina is good enough for Tzvilas Kalim. And the Kamashmalan is that you need Mayim, Shanida Tyvelis Mayim, you need that water that has a sufficient quantity that Anita itself, which is a person, which requires 40 saw to cover a person, that quantity is the same amount of quantity, the same quantity that you require for Tzvilas Kalim, even if Mitzah Dine Tyrus, you would not need it. So it comes out, so according to him, the starting point of the Gemara of the Mayim Kaldu is water which is good for Tyrus. And the Kamashal is a new Kamashal, is a special din, that for Nida, for Tyra, for Magai, you need the same thing that Mayim should need to develop spam, the same amount of water that a person could be Tyvel in. Now there's a fascinating Ritva over here. The Ritva, he also understands, like the Smak, that the Gemara is being Mechadish, that you need 40 saw even by Mayan, because you need water which Nida is Tyvel, and he, like, a person is Tyvel in. And he says a Hezri, he says, based on the Yisham we said before, that the tefillah of tefillahs kalim that you buy from a guy is an inyan of geirus, so too, since you need a mikvah which a geir himself could be matarian. So that's why there's a special din that you need water which a human being can be tovel in. Since this is not a regular tefillah, it's a tefillah to perform geirus, you need water which is right for true geirus in order to be matar kalim. Lamaisa, if you look in the Beis Yosef over here, he explains that the Tosis in our sugya goes like the smak, and he brings down a Rashba that holds like the smak, and Lalocha Lamaisa, he passings like the smak, that if you want to be Tovel or Kli that you bought from a guy, you require a minimum of 40 saw, even if it's a Mayan. So therefore, if a person, let's say, has a Mayan, finds a Mayan, like a small stream that doesn't have 40 saw, that would not be sufficient for Tzvilas Kalim. You'd have to find something, a source of water, even if it was a Mayan, it would have to have 40 saw. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and that's really the way all the Nisei Kalim go, Halacha L'maisa, with this smack, that you need 40 saw to be, for Tzvilas Kalim to enable you to use them. The Gemara continues, Amar of Nachman, Amar of Baravua, Afilu kelim chadashim mashmata. Kelim v'libnon kechadashim damu v'afilu hachi bayi tefila. The Gemara says, Nachman says in the name of Rabbi Baravua, that even if a person buys a new utensil from a guy, still he has to be toivel the utensil, and the salach is not just restricted to a case where a person buys an old utensil. And the way the Gemara proves this is from the fact that a that the source of the whole chiyuv of tefillas kelim is taviru be'esh v'tahir. That now the taviru be'esh means that a person has to do libun, and when a person does libun, there's nothing left of the iser. It completely destroys whatever tam is in the kli. And afal pikein, the Torah says that you have to be toivel the kli. So by extension, even if there was no, a person buys a new kli that had no kli of iser, still a person has to do tefillas kelim. That is what the Gemara says. Now this is a fascinating Gemara because we seem to see, the Gemara seems to have at least a havamina that what causes the obligation for tefillah is the bliya which is inside of the kli. That's why the Gemara has a havamina that only a kli that you do hagala to, in other words, it still has some sort of form of the taste still in the kli, only such a kli requires tefillah. But the Gemara says no, it's not true. It requires tefillah even without it. But that much we see that there is a havamina that it's the taste inside the kli which is obligates the kli in tefillah. We see that Tosis entertains a similar tzad. Tosis brings down from the Braisa. The Braisa says that if you buy a kli from a guy, mag'ilon umatvilon. First you do hagala, and then you do tefillah. So Tosis notes the order quoted by the Braisa. The Braisa first describes doing hagala, and then doing tefillah. There's an implication that if you reverse the order and do tefillah first, and then you do hagala, it would not work. Tosis rejects this diuk. Tosis says that's not why the Braisa said this order of Hagala before Tefillah, but rather since getting rid of Trefa flavors is much more chamer than being Toivalit, just the Chiv of Tefillah's Kalim, so therefore the Braisa first addresses doing Hagala and then addresses doing Tefillah. But really, if a person does Tefillah to Kli that has forbidden flavors in it, it's still the tefillah is a good tefillah, they just have to do hakala, and then they don't have to do another tefillah. However, there is a sheet in the Rishonim, the Smag brings down from the Rishbam, and other Rishonim bring down the sheet of the Rishbam, that if, let's say, a person buys a kli with the blias of Isser in the kli, and then they do tefillah, and then they do hakala, they have to do tefillah again. And the Lashon of the Rishbam is because it's ketoivel v'sheretz biyadei. In other words, the tefillah doesn't work unless a person already got rid of the blias of Isser. Now, the Rosh brings down this Rishbam, and the Rosh is matmi on the Rishbam. He asks the Rishbam that he doesn't understand. Our Gemara says openly that even a new kli, even a new utensil that never had any blias, still requires tefillas kelim. So you see, it's not the flavors of Isser that are goyim the chiv of tefillas kelim. Rather, what causes the chiv of tefillas kelim is that the fact that I bought it from the guy. But it has nothing to do with the flavors of the Isser. So the Rosh says that if I'm titled at a time that it has flavors of Isser, why should that stop the tefillah from being effective? That is the question the Rosh asks. However, there are a number of Rishonim that do hold like this Rishbam. The Ramban brings down the Svara, the Ritva brings down the Svara, the Ritva adds, based on the Rishonim we said before, that the reason for Tefillas Kelim is to take it out of the Rishus of the Goy, so he says that as long as there's Blias of Isser, so it's not called going completely out of the Rishus of the Goy until you get rid of those Blias, and therefore he agrees that if a person does Tefillah first, that tefillah is ineffective, it's like tovel v'sheretz biyadai. What we use Rishonim mean is that in the parasha of Midyan, the Torah says the procedure how to be machshir kli. In other words, the whole thing is not just the Torah saying you have to do this and you have to do that. Rather, the Torah saying a process, and if you do this whole procedure and this whole process, then the kli will become fit for a yid. And the Torah first describes getting rid of the blias, and then after the blias are out, that's when now, and it's partially for yid, that's when tefillah will work. But as long as the kli has no shaychus to being good for a yid, in other words, there's still blias of iser which prevent the use by a yid, then the Torah is not at all discussing tefillah. And really, now, if you look at Agai Smak, he brings down that if a person first does tefillah and then he does the hechsher, he says that that is like a ger that's teivel v'achar kach mol. First he does tefillah and then there's milah, and he says such a tefillah is not a good tefillah at all. In other words, until just like when a person wants to become a ger and they didn't do milah yet, they're not eligible at all for tefillah. So the same thing when in the parasha of Midyan, when the Torah describes how to make a kli proper or useful for yid, so the Torah is saying that first there's a procedure. First you have to make it fit for yid, and then there's makom to say that tefillah works. But just to be toivel the kli right away, while there's still iser in the kli, that is mavur from all the Yishayim that it does not work. Now, l'maisa the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph, in when he talks about doing hagala, he says the Shulchan Aruch brings down that l'chatchila a person should do hagala to the kli before he does tefillah. However, if he did tefillah before hagala, so then the Shulchan Aruch says that the tefillah works, and then he brings down that a yesh aimrim. That you have to go back in mitayv the kli. Now we know there's a klal, there's the rule in the Shulchan Aruch that whenever the Shulchan Aruch brings down halacha b'stam, which means that he just brings down this as being the halacha without saying that there's an opinion like this, and then he says and there's a dissenting, there's another opinion, then it's called stam v'achar kach yesh oimrim halacha k'stam. That means we go with the first thing that Shulchan Aruch brings down before, rather that is the main thing l'halacha. That's the main opinion that the Shulchan Aruch is trying to pass in like l'halacha. And then he adds the yesh oimrim, the opinion he brings down second, which is preceded by yesh oimrim. That is the opinion, that's the secondary opinion, which is not ikar l'halacha. So it would seem to be from the Shulchan Aruch that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that even that l'chatchila person should certainly be chayshish for the Rishonim, that tefillah should be done, tefillah should only be done after hagala. However, if a person first did tefillah and then did hagala, the Shulchan Aruch would seem to be makel and say you don't have to go over and be toivled again. Now there's a machlekes achrayim exactly what a person should do. According to the Aruch Shulchan and other shitas, we really do go like the Shulchan Aruch, that if a person did tefillah before he did hagalah, then they can rely on that tefillah. However, other achrayim, the Shach, the Chachmas Adam, they say that l'maisa, the best thing to do is to be choshish for all the shitas, and a person should, in fact, even if they did tefillah before hagalah, after they do hagalah, they should go back and do tefillah. Just one more point which is relevant to this discussion is that the Dalkal Mervava in the Shulchan Aruch over there brings down a fascinating point. He points out that this, that the Shulchan Aruch says that there's a machlokes rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch brings down this machlokes rishonim about whether a person has to do hagalah prior to tefillah or not. He says that's only if a kli is a ben yoymai. That means that the kli was used for foods, for treifa foods, within 24 hours. However, once 24 hours passes, since min ha-Torah, the person is allowed to cook kosher food even in a pot that was used for treifa food more than 24 hours ago. So therefore, there's no room for the concept of teivel v'sheretz biyadai. Now what he seems to be saying is that in other words, we know that you're not allowed to use it. L'chatchila, a person is not allowed to use a kli which is used even if it's not a binyamin. In other words, let's say a person yesterday at 2 p.m. cooked something treif. So today at, let's say, 3 p.m., there's a halacha that a person l'chatchila is not allowed to go and cook kosher food in this pot. B'di'evit, if they did, then the food is kosher, but l'chatchila they're not allowed to. So the Noida Behuda is saying that even though l'chatchila a person is not allowed to use this kli for kosher food, but that's just the gzeir ba'alman. That, in other words, the reason for this halacha is that Chazal are afraid that if you'll use it for kosher food, after 24 hours, that will lead you to use such a pot even within 24 hours. However, b'di'evit, Chazal said that the food is kosher. So the Rebbe is saying that even though there's such a gzeira, that does not make a requirement, that does not become like toivel v'sheretz biyadai. Since the food, the bli is in the pot, really are not treif, all it is that a person where Chazal said you can't use the kli, so since the blis are not treif per se, therefore, that would not create the halacha of toivel v'sheretz biyadai. That is the opinion of the Night of Yehuda. Other shitas, there are other achrayim, the Chasam Sofer and other achrayim, they argue on this in the Rebbe Yehuda, and they say that that even after 24 hours, even if the kli is not a ben yomai, still you should not go ahead and use and be toivel such a kli before you do hagala. Now, l'chayyir, the lumdus between the machlekes, between the Neid of Yehuda, the Dog Ravava, and the Chassam Sofer, is how to understand this halacha that a person should not use a kli within after 24 hours. According to Neid of Yehuda, it's just a gzeira, it's just a gzeira ba'alma that a person should not use a kli, use such a kli that has Blias of Isser, even though they're Pagam. Whereas according to Chazam Sofer, it's not just the Gzeira. Rather, the point is, Chazal Gay said, Midrabanan L'chitchila, this is a Blias of Isser. So since Midrabanan, we look at this as a Blias of Isser, therefore, a person should not, therefore there would be a Svar of Taifa B'Sharas B'Yadai even after 24 hours.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center, for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.